This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government announces public holiday today to mourn centenarian Satyamohan Joshi's death. Trivuvan Army Club tops the medal tally with 61 gold medals on the ongoing 9th National Games. And Russian warplane crash kills 13 in an apartment block. Now, the news in detail. The government has declared a public holiday today to mourn the demise of centenarian Satyamohan Joshi. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Home Ministry stated that a decision was made to give a public holiday across the country for today. The statement issued by spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Phanindramadi Pokharel, reads that the decision was taken to raise the national flag at half-mast today at all government offices, public organizations across the nation and at diplomatic missions abroad to mourn the passing away of cultural expert Joshi. Joshi passed away on Sunday at the age of 103. The Election Commission has sought clarification from Chabilal Tiwari, principal of Bal Primary School in Parbat District, regarding the violation of the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission demanded 24-hour clarification from Tiwari, alleging him of publicizing for and against the political parties as well as candidates vying for the upcoming House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly election. The Election Commission said Tiwari lobbied for votes for the candidates and political parties vying for the upcoming elections by posting and sharing the content on his Facebook page against the Election Code of Conduct. The Trivuvan Army Club, TAC, of Nepal Army has continued its top position in the ongoing 9th National Games in Gandaki province. So far, TAC has secured 62 gold medals out of 139 gold medals secured in different games. Similarly, TAC achieved 39 silver and 28 bronze medals. In terms of achievement of total medals, Nepal Police Club is in the second position with 23 gold and the Armed Police Force Club is in the third position with 16 gold medals. Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and NRNA have secured 4th, 5th and 6th position respectively. So far, 139 each gold and silver medals and 186 bronze medals have been secured. Likewise, Jairani Tharu of Trivuvan Army Club has set a national record in women's long jump towards athletics. Jairani clinched the gold medal with jump of 5.58 meters in the match held at Pokhara Stadium, Kaski. This is the third gold medal of Jairani in this ongoing 9th National Games. Similarly, Anish Thapa Magar of Gandaki Province has clinched a gold medal in the marathon for the men's category held today under the 9th National Games. The Indian Army Anish is from Parbat District. He became champion by completing the 42.195 kilometers distance in 2 hours, 22 minutes and 54 seconds. Similarly, Krishan Basnet of Trivuvan Army Club and Santosh Vikram Bista of Armed Police Force got silver and bronze medals respectively. A total of 18 athletes participated in the marathon. Likewise, the departmental team Trivuvan Army Club and Sudar Paschim Province have won 5 gold each in the women's wrestling held under the 9th National Games in East Nawalparasi. The events were held at Tharu National Museum based in Kawasoti 16. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 13 people have now died after a Russian fighter-bomber plane crashed into an apartment block in southern Russian town of Yesk. The two pilots of the Su-34 jet on a training flight ejected before it hit the building and caused a huge inferno. Officials said 68 people were rescued from the blaze in the 9-story block. The Kremlin has ordered national and regional authorities to provide all necessary assistance to the victims of the fire. Russia's investigative committee said it had opened a criminal case and sent investigators to the scene. The United States has said it agrees with the Western allies that Iran's supply of explosive drones to Russia violates United Nations sanctions. Kiev was struck by so-called kamikaze drones on Monday, unleashed by Russia but believed to be Iranian-made. The U.S. State Department said the U.S. agrees with the French and British assessment that the drones violate UN Security Council Resolution 2231. That resolution, linked to Iran's nuclear accord, bars Iranian transfers of certain military technologies. Ukraine has identified the drones or unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, as Iranian Shahed 136 weapons. Iran denies supplying them to Russia. Australia has reversed a decision made 4 years ago to recognize West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Foreign Minister Penny Wong said Canberra's decision in 2018 had undermined peace and put Australia out of step with other nations. The status of Jerusalem is one of the most contested issues between Israel and Palestinians. Israeli media reported Israel's foreign ministry has expressed its deep disappointment at Australia's decision and will summon its ambassador. Israel regards Jerusalem as its eternal and undivided capital, while the Palestinians claim East Jerusalem, occupied by Israel in 1967 Middle East War, as the capital of a future state. The status of Jerusalem goes to the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Brief rain is likely to continue at one or two places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Change in weather with light rainfall is likely with the impact of westerly wind. Meteorologist at the Meteorological Forecasting Division, Hira Bhattarai, informed that the temperature has been decreasing for some days in the country as the westerly wind is getting active. Meteorologist Bhattarai said generally as the monsoon retreats, westerly wind becomes active, so light rainfall in the hilly areas of Sudurpashchim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces is likely today and tomorrow. The westerly wind will also bring cold. The country would see rising cold in the days ahead. This year, the monsoon exited from the provinces of Sudurpashchim, Karnali, Lumbini, Gandaki and Madhes last Saturday, while the monsoon exited from the province one on Sunday. With the retreat of the monsoon, the weather is clear across the country for some days now. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 12 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 26 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government announces public holiday today to mourn centenarian Satyamohan Joshi's death. Trivuvan Army Club tops the medal tally with 61 gold medals on the ongoing 9th National Games, and Russian warplane crash kills 13 in an apartment block. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.